Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and man, we got a fun show for you today. Bubble Boy's in the studio. How are you, buddy?
Doing great, man. Yourself?
Good, good. Curly is going to join us momentarily. CJ, Curly Johnson. However, until then, and even past that point, once he arrives into the studio, we have some special guests. Mark, my buddy from back in the day, part of Eminem. By the way, what was the name that we gave you, Mark? Didn't we come up with your own little moniker?
I thought we'd been working on that for about 20 years, Greg.
Yeah, no, I thought we had something on the boat, but it escapes me. It hasn't stuck.
Mark, the hairlip dog?
That's one that we...
No, I don't think that was it.
But, I was going to say
it
didn't
stick. But
I'm
open to interpretation.
Mark the Sea Monkey? I don't know. Could be.
That like one's that. Working.
I've been called worse.
Yeah, now Mark brought in his stepdaughter, right, Krista?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so Krista is with us today, too. And welcome, and it's good to have you along. And not only are you guys family, but you just came back from diving in the Cayman Islands, right?
Yeah,
a few
man.
Weeks ago.
Absolutely.
So we got to talk about that. So we're going to get to that here in just a bit. But I believe, let's see, we have, we got a full crew here. We got Casey from the Tobacco Hut, Casey the Tobacco Nut from the Tobacco Hut. See, we got names for everybody. So one of these days, we're going to figure out what Mark says. But Casey, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
I'm doing great. How you doing?
We are swell. Are you reeling from the announcement of last week's audio book of Turks and Chaos, where you reprise your role as yourself?
I am reeling, and I am about halfway through it. And I must say that, thanks to me, the whole project sounds pretty good.
Well, there you go. Yeah, Casey played himself in the audiobook form of Turks and Chaos, the latest release from Eric Douglas and the Mike Scott series of dive-related novels. And he played himself. You did yourself really well, unlike other people on the audiobook who made themselves sound way cooler than they really are in real life. You sounded just like you do, Casey, and that's a compliment. You know, there are other people who played themselves, and I listened back, and I'm like, wait, that doesn't even sound like him.
Pup.
Well, he sounded, Pup sounds a little cooler.
Hey.
He was putting on his sexy voice.
Yeah.
Sexy man.
Yeah,
voice.
Some of the
but it
people
was fine.
Were really... The voices were distorted for the preference of their sound.
Well, I don't know if distorted is the right word, but he sounded pretty friggin' cool. Way cooler than me. And, but anyway.
That's hard to do.
Well, thank you. Well, you're in definitely brown nose mode today, aren't you there, Casey? What's going on?
Hey, I'm ready for the next liveaboard trip.
Well, that's true. Hey, we are working on a plan. We're looking at something maybe September or August time frame. To set up for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We will see how that unfolds. Anyway, we'll talk more with Casey here in just a bit. We got Captain Walt at the Gomez Hilton. He's just had some upgrades. You put in a tiki toss game. Is that right, Captain Walt, there at the Gomez? I saw the video. That was pretty sweet. Yeah? Walt? Come in, Walt. Uh-oh, I don't hear Walt.
Yeah, pull his head
I
out
see
of the
Walt.
Punch
I
hand
see
down,
him on the...
Hand down.
Connection, but evidently something's not working with Walt. But
I believe the ice machine broke.
Ah, that would make sense. But he put in a one of those ring games in at the new tiki bar. and he sent me the video. Pretty cool stuff. Chris is connected with us via the web as well, though. Chris, come in. Talk to me, Chris. How are you? All right. Well, we got a shaky connection with Chris, but he just got back from Provo. Is that right, Chris?
That's right.
All right, for the Turks and Caicos. Well, we'll talk to Chris here in just a bit, clean up that connection. No problem. So we got a lot of stuff to cover, but let's get back to Mark and Krista. I wanted to introduce everybody before we get into this, because we got to, I don't know, we got to dive into the details. You hear what I'm saying there, Mark?
I hear you, Greg.
Yeah, because you have a lot of stuff that you did. You both dove the Kittiwake there in the Cayman Islands. Was that the first time for both of you or just Krista?
No, just me. He's an expert at that.
He's an expert Kittiwake diver. Is that right, Mark?
I'm going to go with that, Greg. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. That sounds like a good excuse. And Krista, I mean, but this was your first time diving a wreck like that or first time diving, period?
No, diving a wreck. It was definitely, I felt like I was in a James Bond film.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was on its side now. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, it blew over in one of the hurricanes. No, I didn't know about that. I guess I did hear about it. I mean, it's been like that for a while. Is that right, Mark, or no?
A couple of years, I guess, yeah. A
couple of years. And so you guys went down there. And so did you just recently get certified, Krista?
Oh, no. I was certified a while ago.
Okay, but this is your first time on the Kittiwake.
Absolutely.
It was not the first time wreck dive, period, was it?
No, it was my first wreck dive.
It was?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys went down there. You were in the Caymans for, like, what, 3 weeks or something? Or how long?
Not long enough.
Never. That is the case. But how long there, Mark?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Nice. So you just went down there and you were diving like every day or every other day or just fit
in? Oh, I wish.
In?
We brought granddaughter with us and granddaughter brought a cold. So I got to catch a cold for 2 weeks.
Ah, that's
it. Nice.
So I went diving without him naturally.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you went diving without him?
Yeah.
He wasn't even your buddy?
For some of it.
For some of it? And then you said, no, I want someone with
experience.
More cred, street cred.
More cred, yeah.
Yeah. So who did you end up diving with? Or did you dive solo and they teamed you up with somebody on the boat?
She went out with my dad one day, Greg. He's 83 next week, and she was diving with him one day.
Very nice. All right, so you kept it a family affair. So when Mark couldn't do it, his dad filled in as your dive buddy?
Absolutely.
So what was it like, Krista, being your first wreck dive? How would you describe this?
At first, it was pretty intimidating because everyone said that it was sideways, so you would feel a little nauseous.
Yeah, a little vertigo kind of thing going on, yeah, maybe.
I think they were just trying to scare me a little bit, Greg.
Yeah, to make it more challenging. And you got down there, it didn't faze you at all.
No, there's too many turtles.
Yeah?
You
had just a turtle day, huh?
Complete turtle day. We got good film.
Yeah, you got some underwater video.
Sitting at the
Were you shooting,
table?
Too? Were shooting video? Yourself?
I was shooting, and I got to admit, though, Greg, she must have been a little nervous because there was a wetsuit fiasco down there while we were there.
Not a warm wetsuit fiasco, but I ripped my pants. Like,
you ripped your wetsuit?
Right in the bullseye area.
Right in the bullseye.
My bottom.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it was, that's pretty much all the film.
Interesting. You got that on film.
I do.
So
I'll be giving that to you for the website if you
okay.
like.
Okay. Yeah, Mark's been shooting a lot of video. Wait, is this payback for what you shot of him? Krista?
All the years I put him through torture as a teenager.
Well, you know, so when he's over in Cayman, I get this text of a video from Mark. And he says, Greg, you should be here. And he sends me this clip of a video. I was actually in Saba when I saw it for the first time. And it starts out with a close-up of Mark wearing his Scuba Radio baseball cap. And then it pans out. And they're celebrating carnival or something there in Cayman, like a Junkanoo kind of thing. And the music's going, and Mark just goes nuts and starts dancing like a maniac or having a seizure. I'm not sure it was.
They did call the ambulance, I must admit.
Yeah, but it was impressive. I was like, well, look at him move. That boy can, sure, he's old. But he can still shake it, shake his moneymaker. No, that's not appropriate, is it, Krista? But it was entertaining to watch and somewhat disturbing at the same time.
Well, Greg, you
it was disturbing to do, Greg.
Yeah.
You should have seen me there. How embarrassing.
And you know how hard it is to film while someone's twerking on you?
Someone was twerking on you while you were filming that video of Mark.
He was twerking.
Oh, Mark was twerking. Is that what you call that?
I'm not sure you would call that twerking, but whatever.
Twitching.
Twitching.
Yes. Like I said, a borderline seizure. you know, that kind of thing. But but it was really entertaining to watch. And, you know, Mark said, you know, I asked him, I said, hey, look, can I share this with the world? And he said, sure, I have no standards. I don't care what people think of me. Or I already think the terrible thing. So go ahead and put it out there. So sure enough, we've thrown it out on the Scuba Radio Facebook page. And a lot of people have seen it. And I most of them had put the little laughy things and the thumbs up and all kind of things. And I think a couple, you know, made the sick face, you know, like they were puking.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. But I was like, gosh, you know, maybe this is a thing. Maybe this is a trend that we can start. More people should do this. This is great marketing for Scuba Radio.
There you go.
Do the Scuba Radio dance.
It's all for the show, Greg.
Yes.
All for the show.
And maybe we'll put up a little prize. Yeah, as an incentive. We'll talk about that next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Governor Chris Christie choosing his next target in New Hampshire. So who is this bubble boy that he's talking about? It ain't John Travolta.
Bubble boy used to be my homie, used to be my friend. We would look around and find some type of trouble to get in. Keep the bubble right beside him so this day would never end. A couple 20s in his pocket and he's good to go again. Bubble boy used to be my homie, used to be my friend. We would look around and find some type of trouble to get in. Keep the bubble right beside him so this day would never end. A couple 20s in his pocket and he's good to go again.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy is in the studio. He has his own song, the whole thing. You should see him break. You know, break dance. Is that what that is? Or
yeah, I break dance on my bubble butt.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we did not capture that on Facebook Live, but we'll try to do that during the next segment. A little shout out to Ken, Chris, Jerry. Well, Jerry the diver guy is on Facebook Live. Feel free to join us. And, you know, you can watch me and the Sea Monkeys. And that brings us to what should we set up as an incentive for posting your own spasmatic dance with a Scuba Radio logoed hat or short shirt or tattoo or sticker or whatever. Just show us your Scuba Radio and do your Scuba Radio dance like Mark did in the Cayman Islands. And but, you know, sometimes, you know, people need an incentive. So I'm thinking, you know, what do we have to offer here of value that would encourage people to do that and help us out with our marketing, you know, our viral video marketing like Mark did. And the only thing I can come up with is, you know, one of our sea monkeys. It'd be tough to give up. Very tough to sacrifice. But, you know, I was talking to Curly last week about what we could use as the incentive. And he said, look, you know, these sea monkeys are growing up. They're growing fast. They're going to be moving out. And you're going to be shedding a tear, you know, any day now. Because they're growing bigger and bigger every day. And you see them there, Bubble Boy. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they're sleeping on the bottom.
Well, you know, they're just taking a break, taking a breather, you know. But the sea monkeys, you can see them on Facebook Live. You can see they're very easy to see now, despite the fact that the water's very cloudy. They like it that way.
They're floating right on top. You can see them right there.
No, they're not floating.
I see one
they're
tiny
swimming.
One, Greg.
No.
They're really good at holding their breath.
Yeah.
They're excellent. They're sea monkeys. They can do that. But we're going to have to set them free at some point. Or, you know, I'm thinking we give up some of the offspring as prize incentives on Scuba Radio for making one of these viral videos. You know, so if you would like a sea monkey, make a video like Mark did of you with a Scuba Radio hat. And if you need, you know, some inspiration, just go to the Scuba Radio Facebook page. Look for that video. It's fairly recent. It's still up there. Facebook hadn't banned it yet. But
they're thinking about it.
Yeah,
it's
only a matter of time, I'm sure. But maybe we will award you with one of the official Scuba Radio sea monkeys. Now, how we will get them to your, you know, place of, you know, where you want to keep them. You know, whether it's in your turlet or, you know, some other waterway in your, you know, by your residence. We haven't figured that part out. We haven't figured out the logistics on how to get a sea monkey delivered to your door that's already been hatched. Because these are going to be, you know, they're my offspring. I got to be careful. I mean, I may need to, you know, call in my friends over at SeaWorld and, you know, they're into that whole mammal rescue kind of thing, and they have the facilities and the tools to, you know, transport marine life like this, because we want to keep them safe. We don't want to kill them immediately. We'll let you do that. You know, and if you decide to, you know, keep them in a bowl for a few weeks or flush them, I mean, after you get them, it's up to you what you do with them. But they've been very nice to me, and they can live up to 2 years. That's pretty shocking, isn't it?
How big do they get, Greg? Do they grow like 6 feet tall?
Life size. Have you seen that life movie, Shape of Water? Yeah. Yeah. Chris is thinking, hey, I got a date tonight, but give me another year, I could date one of these puppies.
The creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah. So
I'll have to upload a video.
You're going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to have to now, right, I can win a sea monkey.
Well, of course. Yeah, who doesn't want a sea monkey? Your very own sea monkey. And to go a step further, a Scuba Radio sea monkey. These are special sea monkeys.
Can I take it with me diving?
You know, you could. But I would suggest doing some training with your sea monkey before you take it out in open water. Because, you know, you have to have a bonding session with them, Krista. This is getting very awkward.
Yes.
So we probably ought to just stop and move on. And talk about. Yeah, let's just talk about what else you saw other than the kittiwake on your diving in the Caymans.
Reef sharks.
Reef sharks.
Yeah, spotted eagle rays, just tons of them.
Lots of turtles, you said, though, too.
Yeah.
So what was the deal with the turtles there, Mark? Was that a common thing? You've been diving that site, you know, for several years now.
Yeah, we saw a few turtles. It was nice, though. On the kittiwake, we popped out of one of the spots, one of the portholes, and there was this turtle just sitting right there, and boy, he was not shy. Came right by for a nice big close-up. I should send you that video too.
Yeah, just like a big monster turtle or just a regular size common sea turtle?
Pretty good size. You know, he's probably like, you know, three feet or so, 4 feet.
Good size one.
Turtle head poking out.
Yeah, little turtle head poking out.
Out of the porthole.
Out of the porthole.
Yeah, just so we're clear. Yeah, when we were in Saba, I was not on this dive, but I think it was on Tent Wall Tent Wall, I believe, off of Saba. They saw one of the monster sea turtles that looks like it looks like a dinosaur. Thing, it was literally like 5-6 feet across. When they get that big, they look like dinosaurs. And God knows how old the thing was. But that is impressive always. I mean, just seeing turtles. I love turtles. And I did see an interesting little video on a turtle that has that created a little bit of a, I don't know, almost as much buzz as your Scuba Radio dance video there, Mark.
No.
And it was a little baby turtle, you know, that started swimming with the diver. And evidently the turtle has gotten used to these divers in this particular area. I don't even know what part of the world it was where the guy was diving, but it created this big long thread about, oh, you know, it's you know, if the turtle comes to you, that's fine, but don't encourage them because, you know, that would be bad for the turtle. I'm like, wait a minute. The turtle's searching out the interaction with the diver. Isn't that a good thing? That's kind of cool. And they were saying, well, no, don't encourage the turtle. Don't touch it. You never want to touch them. You don't want to grab them. But if a turtle swims up to you, I've had this happen many times, what's the problem with enjoying that experience? That's what it's all about when we're underwater as divers, right?
Absolutely.
You want to have that kind of one-on-one, you know, interaction.
Sounds like manatees, too, same way.
Yeah, it is very much the same in my book as well. But they were saying, no, push it away, scare him, because you don't want to get the turtle too used to the divers, because next time that diver could be someone who's looking to eat a turtle, you know, on one of the islands, you know, or something like that. And I see that point, but hey, let's not ruin what a great interaction could be with the sea turtle. That's just a magical moment that I think you want to take advantage of. All right, that's maybe just me. I don't know. Yeah, give us your thoughts at 888-88-SCUBA. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy's in the studio, and Curly just showed up. CJ is here. Curly Johnson, welcome. Welcome to the studio.
Is there a show today?
I thought.
Am I late?
You were late. You were recording your very own video, like Mark did with the hat, so you could get your own sea monkey to take home today, weren't you? Admit it.
No.
I know you are a liar.
We had a technical issue with my son's phone. We're having that fixed. So I had to make an appointment at the Genius Bar.
Ah, it would not allow you to take video of you doing your little happy Scuba Radio dance. And you had
sure,
to talk
let's
to the
go
people
with that.
Apple and see if you did. Yeah, Mark's video has been viewed by literally hundreds of people.
I love that. I didn't recognize you. I'm like, look at that guy. He's going to town.
He's got rhythm.
And Greg's like, that's Mark. I'm like, no kidding. I love the lady behind you. It was like marching by and she got into it with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where was that?
It was in Grand Cayman.
That was Grand Cayman. Okay. Yeah, because of that dance, he now has two additional siblings or offspring.
Really?
Yeah.
Siblings.
Something like that.
That's how babies are made.
Yeah, that's how
you do it.
I was way off.
Just like Seymour.
I can't say what I thought you had to do on the radio.
No, you can't. You can't. but who knows? You know, if your video is good enough, CJ, maybe we'll give you a sea monkey. But it's going to be tough for me to let these babies go.
I really want that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're
like
special.
Some of the grossest
this was
water
your idea.
I've ever seen. That was not my idea.
You can put it in your own type of water, you know.
Like clean water?
No.
CJ, verify for me how many are in there.
You can count them. There's
two?
At least. Oh, no.
Two.
No, they got to move around.
Do we have enough to
give away? Well, I mean, yeah, there's supposed to be a few in there.
Will they survive the trip, though?
Well, that's what we were talking about. I was going to pull in some of my friends over at SeaWorld who are specialize in marine mammal transportation.
It's like 97 out, so maybe if you drop an ice cube in there, they just cool off the water.
That might work. All right. We got a friend of ours, though. Brittany is going to join us next. She might have some insight on this kind of stuff, but she's going to be speaking at the Scuba Show as part of the IQ event that's happening here in a couple weeks. That's next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
A young director named Steven Spielberg made a movie about a monster of the deep.
Here for the first time is Nick Ocean to sing the love theme from Jaws.
Jaws! Get away from me! Jaws! You damn Jaws! Won't you leave me as I am? You took me! You took me out of the deep blue! You took and you made me, you made me, made me part of you. Now, Jaws, you found someone new. Why? Jaws, why? Wasn't I enough for you?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Okay, CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me, and it just made me realize that once we do that thing with releasing the sea monkeys, who knows, they might turn evil on us. They could turn into like a Jaws kind of thing.
Would they be able to survive on their own, though? Do they have the skills?
Well, you know, I've nurtured them as much. You know, you can only teach them so much before you have to set them free. You know what I mean?
So if you love them, you taught them to just sit there?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's all I see.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. They just sit there and kind of, when it's time to feed them, they'll jump up through a hoop. You can train them and do things like that if you want. But eventually, we're going to have to release them to the world. And that could be to a listener who makes their own little fun scuba radio diver dance.
Is that going to be tough on you?
It is. It's going
to
be
attached to them, aren't you?
Yeah, you know. I mean, you know, I don't want to think about it at this point. So let's just move on, shall we?
Yeah, don't tear up. You won't be able to see the screen.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. All right, so
you want a tissue?
Nah, I'm okay right now. All right. Because I'm looking ahead. You know, in a couple weeks here, we got the scuba show coming up, and Brittany Novick is going to be one of the speakers as part of the IQ. Event that NAWI is sponsoring at the Scuba Show in Long Beach. And I believe we have Brittany on the line right now. Brittany, can you hear me? Come in, Brittany.
Hello.
Hello. How are you and welcome?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Now, Brittany has a lot of experience with, marine mammals. You've worked with, some aquariums out there on the left coast, and you're doing a lot of training and marine mammals. I know that's in your background. So I don't know. Have you ever dealt with sea monkeys, or you really like dolphins and things like that instead?
You know, I'm pretty sure I had sea monkeys as a kid, but yeah. I never trained it to jump through a hoop. So that could be something that I'm interested in pursuing.
Okay. Well, you're talking to the right guy. I have a entire pod, or I don't know. I'm not sure if it's a school or pod of sea monkeys.
You know, I'm not sure. I don't know if there's even a term for that. We should coin a term but we got to think of something creative.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
You know, instead of a pod or a herd, we got to think of something super unique
sea
to call a group
NATO.
Of sea monkeys.
A sea monkey NATO, Bubble Boy
says. I like
says.
That.
How about
well,
a
like
holt?
That.
A holt of sea monkeys.
Huh. Okay. Well, yeah, he's using my work in my last name. But see, I didn't create sea monkeys. I just created these particular sea monkeys. So,
but you created the term for a group of sea monkeys.
That is true.
That counts.
I did create life, so I'm kind of a big deal. But but anyway, we'll leave that for another day. Let's talk about what you have coming up at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, because you're going to be one of the speakers. And it's a long list of diving celebrities and bigwigs so that you could really pick up some really cool information. So what are you going to be talking about particularly there, Brittany?
At the dive show, I'm going to be talking mostly about, I went to Honduras earlier this year, and Kodak actually sent us there, me and my colleague Justin Grubb, who is the founder of a media company called Running Wild. And so he does a lot of wildlife television and things like that. He's done some work for National Geographic, and they reached out to him, and he reached out to me to join him on this expedition to Honduras. They actually have a new 360-degree camera, and they wanted us to shoot a dive series underwater using the 360-degree camera, and it's narrated pretty much completely underwater, so we had the full face mask with the audio attached. And so I'm going to be talking about that, just the trip itself, some of the places that I dove there, because it's some of the best diving in the world, I think.
Wow.
And then I work for a nonprofit here in San Diego that does a lot of conservation, marine mammal conservation research, and we do a lot of education and outreach, especially here in San Diego with the local Girl Scouts. And we've actually developed a few different programs where girls can earn specific patches that we've created. There's one that's on plastic ocean pollution, and one that's on endangered animals, specifically focusing on the vaquita porpoise, which is the world's most endangered marine mammal down in Baja. We also have one that's talking about animal helpers and how animals help people and people help animals and animals help animals. So I'm going to just be discussing a few of those topics to kind of get people in the audience's brains going on how they can go back to their homes and educate people, and especially children in their communities, get them excited about scuba diving, excited about ocean conservation, because as divers, we are very closely connected to the oceans. And so we know better than, you know, just the average Joe of the conditions of our oceans and how much they need our help. And I honestly think that divers have the potential to become some of the world's best advocates for ocean conservation. And so I really want to encourage people and show them how easy it is to go back to their communities and get people excited about caring about the oceans and reducing their plastic use and all that good stuff.
Well, there you go. And it sounds like, you know, you're inspiring by example. And as divers, yeah, and as divers we are, we're kind of on the front line, and it's a natural progression as a diver to become an ambassador for the underwater world, because you want to share that with your friends. You want to share that with people that don't have that amazing experience that we do as divers. So it sounds like a pretty cool little talk. Now, the TV element that you mentioned, that 360 video, I assume you're are you the talent that's talking on this series that you're putting together? It's a 360 video or what?
Me and my colleague Justin both co-host it, so it'll be about 50-50 on that.
But, got it. Well, your experience, you obviously have got some experience, not just from all the stuff you already spoke, but I know you are also Miss Scuba International right now, and you are touring the world, right?
Yes.
So this would just be a natural thing for Miss Scuba International, I would assume, right?
I think it comes so easy because I'm so passionate about it. I don't really have. I never thought I would be, a beauty queen, B, educating other people so heavily. But, you know, a good friend of mine who I recently lost to brain cancer really lit the fire inside of me and brought out this passion that I didn't even know I had. And so it's kind of just the passion for ocean conservation that's driving it all.
That is very cool. And you know, it sometimes you need something like that to inspire you to do something with your life. And it sounds like you're living the dream right now. So you're about 6 months into your reign as Miss Scuba International. And what exactly, I'm somewhat familiar with the program, but this particular program or pageant that you were involved with is out of Malaysia. Is that right?
Yeah, it's so the gentleman, Robert Lowe, who owns the Miss Scuba International organization. Sorry, that's my dog.
Well, that's all right. She's in
a dolphin.
Sorry. I know bark. I don't have a pet dolphin, only a dog.
Sea monkeys to come, and we'll see what sound they make.
So anyway, sorry, my apologies.
That's
yes,
okay.
Mr.
No
Robert Lowe, who owns the Miss Scuba International organization, owns a dive resort in Malaysia. And so the pageant is hosted at this dive resort every year. So the pageant did take place in Malaysia, but it's girls come from all over the world to compete, and it's a pageant that promotes women in diving and ocean conservation.
Well, that is very cool, and congratulations to you on that.
Thank you so much.
And it sounds like you're using the platform to share your love of the ocean and all the critters down there that we need to protect. So
I am trying.
Yeah. And speaking at the IQ event, International Conference of Education Underwater or something. What is it? Underwater Education, I think. Now,
yes.
NAWI is sponsoring it, but you don't have to be a NAWI diver to go to the seminars that are happening all day Saturday and Sunday, the 23rd and 24th of June. Just be there. Show up and make sure you attend the seminars. But it's called the IQ event there at the Scuba Show. And she might even, who knows, hang with us at the opening of the show. We'll see.
Oh, I will be there, yes.
All right. Love it.
I'm so excited.
Well, Brittany, thank you so much, and you have a great day, okay?
Thank you, guys. I'll see you in a few weeks in Long Beach.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAWI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAWI facility or locate a NAWI instructor near you at NAWI.org.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We've got to.
Get down, get down.
Got to.
Get down,
got to.
Get
down,
got to
get.
Get down, get down.
Oh, no, no.
Get down,
got to, got to, got to get.
Get down,
down,
get down.
Go.
Get down,
got to, got to, got to.
This is the world of scuba. I'm messing up my shows.
Thank you.
Yeah, what can I do?
We'll edit that out.
Yeah, we'll edit that out in post.
It's just plain scuba, Greg.
No, it's a world of boating. No, it's the world of scuba.
World of bloating.
See, we have the world of boating, we have just plain radio, and we have scuba radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
There you go.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a long week. But look, I'm really looking forward to the scuba show for a couple reasons. One is right prior to it, I'm taking a little break. I'm going to take my summer vacation. I just went diving for a week in Sabah, and all this world traveling and talking about it every week. I need a break every now and then. So Yeah.
A break from work.
Everybody's
from
cursing at their radios right now. Or it's like, oh, damn you. Yeah, it sucks being me sometimes.
I'm
but,
sick of all this diving.
Yeah, but in a couple weeks, though, like I said, June 23rd, we will have the scuba show in Long Beach. And this is really my favorite diving event of the year when it comes to consumer events. You got DEMA. And you have Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, which is always a great event. But there's something about the scuba show in Long Beach, especially over the last, I don't know, 2-3 years, maybe 4 even. It's just been getting bigger and bigger. And it's really a cool event. And I love going out to the left coast. I don't get out there as much as I get up to the northeast portion of the United States. So it's a little, a little newer for me to go hang out there and see some of our diving friends out there in California. So I'm looking forward to it. And, this IQ event, and that's ICUE, International Conference on Underwater Education, was something they started like last year or the year before. And I really didn't pay much attention to it, honestly, last year. I heard about it, and I was like, who are all these people that are going into these seminars? And I've learned much more about it this time around. And people like Brittany are going to be speaking, as well as some of our friends like Dan Orr. You get the CEO from Divers Alert Network. And some real bigwigs in the diving industry are going to be giving presentations all day Saturday and Sunday that NAUI is help put together as part of the scuba show. Now, you don't have to be a NAUI certified diver to participate in this event. It's non-denominational when it comes to certification agencies. So,
what if you're a Buddhist?
You're welcome. The only thing I would ask is that you rub your belly before you, and then pat Curly on the head.
I do that when I'm hungry.
True. At the same time. It's impressive. It's an impressive skill.
Thank you.
But all the speakers are listed up there on the Scuba Show website, or you can go to scubaradio.com/NAUI_conference, I believe is one link to it. But it's called the IQ event, ICUE. And if you just Google it, you can find out all the information and about what the IQ thing really is. And it's basically a resurrection of an event that they did. A program, literally a precursor to the DEMA show, even. I mean, it was many, many years ago that this thing started out, and then it went on hiatus for a while, and now they're kind of bringing it back. So it's a real cool event that NAUI is helping to facilitate to bring back to the diving community. And it'll happen literally in a couple weeks here in Long Beach. So make sure you plan accordingly. And we'll see. We'll get Miss Scuba out there to help us warm up the crowd, because that's what they have us do, is go out to the scuba show, and before people go into the exhibit hall on Saturday and Sunday morning, we're out front kind of, playing carnival barker and, getting people riled up and giving away stuff, playing some music, and maybe this time we'll have Miss Scuba International, we'll have a mermaid or two, and just have a good old time. What do you think, guys?
Yeah,
I'm up for that.
Okay. So we have that.
Sounds good, Greg.
Yeah. Okay. And
sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going, are you, Curly?
I might.
Yeah. Are you going to come, actually? You going to come out to Long Beach?
I'm not sure yet.
You're a liar. Okay. So let's move on. We got to get Jerry the Diver Guy on the line. We haven't talked to him lately, but I believe we have him on via the web. Jerry, come in from the mountains of Virginia and Mountain Divers. What's going on? Oh, Dome, what are you doing? See, he did this last time.
Is he being held captive?
No, he's talking through his snorkel again. That was a one-time bit.
It takes me talent to talk through a snorkel.
Yeah, well, it does, and that was a one-time bit.
Usually we reserve that for the mermaids.
Man of my caliber, Yeah.
Well, okay.
I can't help it.
All right, well, there you go.
Pretty impressive you can talk into your own snorkel.
Yeah, well... Okay, Casey.
Well, right. I hate to toot my own horn.
Yeah, let's be careful now, boys. All right, so Jerry, have you been doing any diving lately? We haven't had you on the air. I know you've had some internet connection issues, but it sounds like you're back to normal somewhat today. So what do you think?
I think we are diving maybe this week. I think we may go down to the Gray Quarry.
The Gray Quarry?
Yes.
Okay. And a popular dive site there in the mountains of Virginia, or what?
It is actually in Gray, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. So it's not a gray quarry or a gray quarry.
Quarry.
I thought it was an older gentleman that preferred the company of other older gentlemen.
Interesting. Okay.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, it's a little disturbing is really what it is. Also, Chris is with us. We're going to talk to him in hour two. He just got back from, I think, a land-based operation in Providenciales. Say that three times fast.
Say resurrection again.
No. You guys. It's, you know, it's the love and support that I get from my crew. It keeps me going day in and
say
day
it.
Out. Resurrection?
There you go.
Thank you. Yes, yes. I'm going to train them so they can do that part for me. Hour two on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.